This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, and beloved young ones, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First of all, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the greatest gift which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to humanity, which is the gift of Iman, the gift of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Secondly, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for once again having given us the opportunity of coming together in the house of Allah on this glorious and auspicious and beautiful occasion of Jumu'ah. Jama'atul Muslimin, alhamdulillah, it's been a few months where I've come back to this masjid repeatedly, alhamdulillah, so we're getting to know the community. And I'm not sure how many of our people are regulars at this masjid, but I thought I'll just mention this as a opening, that those who do attend here regularly and have heard me speaking before, they may hear that I'll always start every talk with thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of Iman and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having given us the opportunity of coming together in the house of Allah. It may sound to many like it's a rhyme that we just wrap off at the beginning of a talk or at the beginning of a discussion or the beginning of a Jum'ah, but Jama'atul Muslimin, when we say this, then please do not take this as merely an introduction or a rhyme that we are wrapping off. If one has to spend one's life in just thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the gift of Iman, then wallahi, it's a beautiful life. It's a very beautiful life, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if one shows gratitude, then Allah ta'ala will give an increase. In 2006, I was sitting with my beloved Ustaz, Hazrat Mullah Qasim Sema, rahmatullahi alayhi wa radhiya anhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant my beloved Ustaz a very high place in Jannah. He's the Ustaz of many, many of our ulama here in the Cape region, as well as internationally, alhamdulillah. He's the Ustaz of many, many great ulama, alhamdulillah. But I was sitting with my beloved Ustaz and we had a discussion, and the discussion was about the ni'mah of Allah, how Allah Ta'ala favors us and how we don't recognize the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are so many. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. That if you should try to count the favors of Allah Ta'ala, then you'll never be able to enumerate all of them. So we are speaking about how Allah Ta'ala favors us while we are undeserving of those favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mawlana mentioned that if one makes shukr for a particular ni'mah, then that particular ni'mah Allah Ta'ala will grant an increase in. Now imagine one thanks Allah Ta'ala for Iman. What happens? Allah Ta'ala will increase that Iman. So there's one thing that none of us, and I start with myself, that none of us can ever claim to have enough of, and that is our Iman. We need to be grateful that Allah Ta'ala has chosen us. Imagine there's currently roughly about 8 billion people in this world. Approximately 2 billion of that 8 billion are Muslim, which means quarter of the world only are reciting this kalima. Which means 3/4 of this world. Let's not be impressed by 2 billion, the number. Let's be concerned, what about the other 6 billion? What about the other 3/4 of the world population that are not reciting this kalima? So consider this now, out of every 4 people, one person only is reciting this kalima. So for us to have been chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be the reciters of this kalima is a huge ni'mah. So therefore, when we start and we thank Allah ta'ala for this gift of iman, then it truly is a major thing that Allah ta'ala allows us to thank Him. And that brings us to the discussion for today. We just come out of this beautiful month of Ramadan, and alhamdulillah, I make dua, Allah ta'ala has accepted everybody's ibadah that they have performed during this month of Ramadan. But it now comes to the post-Ramadan ibadat. That we learned something during Ramadan. Each one of us had our own objectives of what we want to achieve during this Ramadan. So we learned whatever we needed to learn in Ramadan. But what will happen after Ramadan? Will we return to our ways before Ramadan? Or will this Ramadan have taught us whatever lesson it is that we want to learn and improve after Ramadan? Ramadan is supposed to be the training grounds, and we discussed when we were here in Ramadan, we discussed the issue of taqwa and how one defines taqwa, and the fact that Ramadan is all about taqwa. The objective of Ramadan is to acquire taqwa. So have we thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, for allowing us the opportunity of spending the entire month of Ramadan in His obedience? Because that was also ni'mah from Allah. How many people out there, we consider our brothers and sisters in China. Do we know what's currently happening in China for the past number of years? A friend of mine, Shamsul Zaman, is from China himself. And a few weeks before Ramadan, we were on WhatsApp, we were chatting to each other. And he told me he fears Ramadan this year. I said, Habibi, we're very excited in South Africa for Ramadan. You're saying you're fearing Ramadan. He says, he doesn't call me Mawlana, he calls me Sheikh. He says to me, Sheikh, I fear Ramadan not because I'm not excited to be in Allah Ta'ala's obedience in this month, but I fear Ramadan because what if I will be one of those people that will be caught by the police and force-fed during this holy month of Ramadan? How will Allah Ta'ala view my Ramadan? Actually being force-fed. Just if they identify you as a Muslim or they suspect you being a Muslim, it doesn't happen to everybody. So yes, some people may not have experienced this. But if they suspect you of being a Muslim and you're fasting, then they actually force feed you. And to make it worse, they don't force feed you something which is halal. They purposely carry with them pork. To force feed you something which is haram in Islam. This is the reality of what's happening to our brothers and sisters in China, as an example. So for us to have spent this whole month of Ramadan with the comfort and the luxury of fasting during this month of Ramadan with nobody holding a gun against our head, it is a ni'mah. It is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have we after Ramadan thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for having allowed us the ability to be in His obedience? But Jamaat Muslimin, if we are of those who have thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for allowing us to be in His obedience, then have we realized that that ability to thank Allah ta'ala is also a gift from Allah? We're thanking Allah for the gift of Ramadan and having spent that Ramadan in the obedience of Allah. But the fact that we are thanking Allah, that also is a ni'mah. Because how would one thank Allah without Allah Ta'ala granting us the ability and the tawfiq to thank Him? So now it causes a ripple effect. In order to now show gratitude to Allah for having granted us the ability to show gratitude to Him for having spent the Ramadan in His obedience, we need to show gratitude again. Doesn't make sense, Jamaat Muslim. How do we speak without Allah Ta'ala giving us the ability to speak? Is anybody capable of speaking without Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala having granted them that ability? Is anybody here able to perform salah, whether it be standing, whether it be sitting, whether it be lying down? Is anybody here able to perform salah without Allah Ta'ala having granted him tawfiq to do so? Is anybody here capable of doing anything without the permission of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala? So, if we recognize that we are unable to do anything without the tawfiq of Allah, then we need to recognize that our thanking Allah is also done by the permission of Allah, which means thanking Allah is itself a ni'mah of Allah, and therefore we need to show gratitude to Allah for having granted us the ability and the ni'mah for thanking Him. But the problem comes that again becomes a ni'mah, and we need to thank Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mah. And the ni'mah continues non-stop. So just a thing as simple as thanking Allah places another amana on us, and that is thanking Allah again. So Jamaat Muslimin, it may sound like a simple thing. Yes, I've gone through the month of Ramadan, shukri Allah. Shukri Allah, you allowed me to experience a beautiful month of Ramadan. MashaAllah. But that in its turn brings more responsibility. But it is a responsibility that we should take with a smile on our face and joy in the heart. That Alhamdulillah, my Rabb has chosen me to show gratitude towards Him. You know, some responsibilities, we do it, but really now I have to do it again. So let's say in the car, and so on a plak to nusit. Right? You do it, but you don't really have the heart for doing it. But this responsibility of thanking Allah, we should do it with joy. That Allah Ta'ala has chosen me. I have been hand-selected by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And therefore, I express that gratitude to Allah with joy in my heart, with love in my heart for my Rabb Azza wa Jalla. Jamaat al-Muslimin, as we're sitting here and standing here, don't answer anybody else, answer yourself. In your own life, what is the greatest ni'mah that Allah Ta'ala has given to you? In your own life? So each one will have a different answer. Because each one's life is different. And each one's perception of the ni'am is the plural of ni'mah. Each one's perception of the ni'mah of Allah will be different. One person will say, but my health is the greatest ni'mah of Allah. Another person will say, my family is the greatest ni'mah of Allah. Another person will say, my children. Somebody else will say, my parents. Each one will look at the ni'mah of Allah and he'll see a different thing as being the greatest ni'mah. But once you've identified that great ni'mah of Allah, then ask yourself the question, how often have I thanked Allah Ta'ala for that ni'mah? Consider, and I'm going to say in inverted commas, consider the small ni'mah of parents. I'm saying small ni'mah of parents because the era in which we are living today, it's actually quite disgusting what's happening. How parents are being treated. I was recently actually asked to get involved in the project of building a home for our elderly. And I felt disgusted. I felt absolutely disgusted as being asked to get involved in a project of this nature. Because it is a Muslim community, we should feel it our privilege if our parents live with us. It shouldn't be that parents are put in an old age home. And eventually I agreed to get involved because there are those of our elders who may not have children who are alive any longer, or may not even have had children, so where do they go? So therefore, the need for an old age home is there. But Jamaat Muslimin, also a few years ago, I went to visit an old age home. A couple of friends of ours went, made up a delegation, and we used to take little gifts every 3 months. We used to take little gifts to the elderly. And we came, and I'm not going to mention where this was, we came to this old age home, and this couple was there, and this couple was the couple that I usually go visit. And this was our second or third visit, so I didn't know the couple too well yet. So I'm getting to know them. And I find out, but they have three children. They have three children. I'm not going to mention the area in which the children live because it might just give ideas in your mind. But what I will say is, all three of the children live in one of the wealthiest areas in Cape Town. All three of the children live in one of the wealthiest areas in Cape Town. When I went to go visit the children after this visit to the parents, I actually felt disgusted. Because the children are now adults themselves who have children who are at university. And the children themselves are driving fancy cars, and the children who are at university are driving fancy cars going to university as well. But the parents are in an old age home. Have we understood the ni'mah of a parent? Imagine Allah Ta'ala decided that that parents should not have children. They should not become parents. Because that's in Allah Ta'ala's ability. That parents should not become parents. Then where would that children have been? There would not have been a thought of that children. But yet those same children, because they don't understand the value of parents, they don't understand Allah Ta'ala decided that that couple should come together and they should become parents. And through Allah Ta'ala's decision, they were born. Jamaat Muslimin, I'm saying this as a small favor. But in reality, none of the favors of Allah Ta'ala are small. Every favor of Allah Ta'ala is a major favor. Let me bring it to a smaller favor than that. A much smaller favor than that. Firstly, have we thanked Allah Ta'ala for parents? So let's bring it to a much smaller favor than that. Oxygen. The air that we breathe. Have any of us ever thanked Allah Ta'ala for having granted us oxygen? Now, as we're sitting here, how many times didn't we breathe just while sitting here in this masjid? And for how long can we survive without breathing? But have you ever thought that Allah Ta'ala has given this oxygen without any price? There's no fee that you need to pay for this oxygen. But without it, I cannot live. Have you ever thought of thanking Allah Ta'ala for this gift called oxygen? We come out of a period now of COVID. I'm not going to get involved in the discussion, the debate about whether COVID was this and whether COVID was that. That's for each their own. Mashallah, I respect everybody. But people are struggling to breathe. Ask that person who is struggling to breathe what the ni'mah it is to be able to breathe without any machinery. If you ask me, I'm not going to see the ni'mah of oxygen as a great ni'mah because it comes natural. It comes naturally to me to breathe. But ask that person who is in hospital, who needs that machinery to breathe, ask that person the value of that oxygen. That person will be able to explain to you the value of that oxygen, because it's experiencing the difficulty of being without. النِّعْمَةُ إِذَا فُقِدَتْ عُرِفَتْ. A favor is only appreciated once it's lost. While one has that favor, we don't truly appreciate it. Once that favor is lost, then we start appreciating that ni'mah. Don't wait for Allah Ta'ala to remove the favor from us in order to start showing appreciation. While that favor is there, show that appreciation to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala immediately. I always make this example when we go to the maqabir, to the graveyards, janazah time. Then people come with a whole lot of bunches of flowers to put in the qabr of the parent. What benefit is that flowers to that parent now? Wasn't it of greater benefit to that mother to bring that bunch of flowers to that mother while she was still alive? Mommy, I love you. I was just thinking of you. When I saw the beauty of these flowers, I thought the beauty of my mother. Don't we think that's a much greater use for that flowers than putting it in the qabr? But because we did not understand the ni'mah of the mother while she was alive, when she was taken away from us, then we want to recognize. Because an-ni'mah idha fuqidat urifat. We only understand the value of the ni'mah once it's taken away. Jamaat al-Muslimin, Ramadan has been taken away from us. It's gone. We don't know, young or old, healthy or sickly, we don't know who of us will see the next Ramadan. None of us are guaranteed to see the next Ramadan. So have we thanked Allah Ta'ala for the past Ramadan? Have we shown gratitude to Allah for having given us an entire month where His favors upon us were multiplied? Where He's waiting for us to say, Inni atubu ilayk, that, oh my Rabb, I make tawbah unto you. And accepts our tawbah readily. Have we been appreciative of that ni'mah of Allah? Jamaat Muslimin, shukr is a very small thing. Very small in terms of how much time it takes from us to do so. But it's a major thing in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'll end of Jamaat Muslimin with a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Aisha radhiyallahu anha, she sees Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam standing up in ibadah whole night. Every night she sees Nabi sallallahu standing up in ibadah whole night. And she asked Rasulullah, oh Nabi of Allah, why don't you rest? Take some rest. Don't spend all of your time crying in front of Allah. Allah knows your heart. Take some rest. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, but afala akun abdan shakura? Aisha said, Nabi of Allah, Allah Ta'ala has already forgiven all of your sins, past and present and future sins. Allah Ta'ala has forgiven it. Why are you so tiring yourself out? You know, there's one line, I believe this jama'ah is a jama'ah of love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So, Qasida Burda is something that this jama'ah should know. Isn't it? Mula ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. But read the Qasida Burda itself. In that Qasida Burda, there's a line which Imam al-Busayri says, ظَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ مَنْ أَحْيَى الظَّلَامَ إِلَىٰ أَنِ اشْتَكَتْ قَدَمَهُ الضُّرَّ مِنْ وَرَمِي. Read the entire Qasida Burda. Read the actual thing. There's a beautiful translation, explanation of Qasida Burda, written by Mufti Ibrahim Desai, rahimahullah wa radhi anhu. It's translated into English. He wrote it in English. ظَلَمْتُ سُنَّةَ مَنْ أَحْيَ الظِّلَامَ إِلَىٰ أَنْ اشْتَكَتْ قَدَمَهُ الضُّرَّ مِنْ وَرَمِهِ. I've been unfair and unjust to the sunnah of that one who spent the nights awake until his feet got swollen. Speaking of who? Speaking about beloved master, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've been unjust to that sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Sayyidina Aisha ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Nabi of Allah, all of your sins have been forgiven. Why are you spending up the nights now? Your feet are swollen. Why are you spending the nights awake in all this ibadah? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a slave of Allah who is grateful to Allah? So Jama'at Muslimin, my message to you today is a very simple message, and I start that message for myself. I came here thinking about this message when I was reminded about today's Jumu'ah. I thought about this message, and the message is simple. Appreciate what Allah Ta'ala has given to us. Show gratitude for Allah Ta'ala's favors upon us. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you show gratitude, He will give increase. May Allah Ta'ala allow us the ability to show gratitude towards Him, firstly for the gift of Iman, and secondly for every other gift. And in that way, may Allah Ta'ala allow us that our ni'mas which He has given to us, may that ni'mas increase and multiply. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.